And she started calling them, letting them call her Mamie. And now I think she's sorry of it. Dolores' children, the girl that was here yesterday, they all call her grandmother, and she just thinks it's wonderful. I told Dolores, I said, I don't think it's right to teach children to call their grandmother by her given name.
Yeah, it's kind of unusual. Something on wheels that you can put a baby in, and it'll lie down.
Baby buggy?
Okay.
Buggy or stroller or no stroller they're supposed to sit up, I think.
But the buggy has that hood to it, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
So you'd put the baby in the buggy, then you'd go out and what the baby?
Air out, I guess.
Okay. And you might say you have a son and a
daughter.
Or a boy and a
girl.
And if a woman were going to have a child, you'd say that she's
pregnant.
Was that word nice to use when you were growing
up? No, ma'am. We just didn't ever hear that when I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm. What would you say?
Well, we didn't talk about it. That was something that, you know, I was nearly grown before I actually knew where babies came from. My mama had babies all the time, and well, I knew what was going on to a certain extent, but it was just all sort of a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And her and my grandmother never did say a word to us. We'd probably find out that she was going to have a baby for we'd find a dresser drawer full of baby clothes, and then we'd know, you know, that something was going to happen. But as far as them ever talking to us about it, they never did. That was just something that wasn't discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd whisper, you know, and talk about it. And my grandmother was bad to say, shh, you know, little pitchers have big ears. And I guess we did, but I don't know. I don't believe a child could be raised today the way times are and get as big as I was without, you know, knowing something. We didn't have television. We didn't have radios or nothing. And I guess them not talking about it, we just didn't know what was going on.
Did you ever hear any other expressions, though?
About a woman being pregnant?
Something like...
Being in the family way, or...
Uh-huh.
There's something else come to mind, and I slip. Being
Someone?
Big. Say, well, she's big.
Uh-huh.
And that would indicate, you know, that she was going to have a baby.
Do you ever hear any sort of joking expressions like broke her leg or foot broke? Or
no, I don't believe.
Swallowed a pumpkin seed?
Yeah, I've heard that. Watermelon seed.
What? How did that go?
They'd say, well, said, I guess you know she swallowed a watermelon seed. And then that would, you know, convey the idea that she was going to have a baby.
Who would you have deliver the baby if you didn't have a doctor?
Well, I guess what they'd call a midwife.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember. Now, my grandmother, I know, had that when she had her babies, but my mother always had a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
She had her babies at home, but...